What's up, fellas? So, guys are finding my channel now, and well, even some of the old guys been on my channel. I've been telling guys, don't lie to women. And guys like, man, you used to say lie to women and stuff like that. So, what I want to do is I want to make this video to clarify exactly what should you lie about. Because you should lie about some things, but you should never lie to a woman, tell her she's your girlfriend, thinking that that's the way you get, that is horrible. Never lie and tell a girl, yeah, you're my girlfriend and you dating other women. Don't lie about no bullshit. You don't want to lie about money and shit like that. Oh, I got this type of job, bullshit like that. You never want to lie for no bullshit like that. But it is some things you won't lie about. But before I mention those, let me explain some to you guys so y'all guys get this understood. I'm not coaching my fucking self. I don't make these videos for my fucking self. I make these videos for the True Force Loneliness guys, the incel guys, and the guys who just want to bang more chicks in general. I'm not making these fucking videos for myself. I think a lot of dating coaches, they think just because they've been successful with women all their lives, that every guy should just have it just like how they have it. And that's just a stupid way. It's all, you know, like they think they're coaching themselves. All right? They don't understand that it's 30-year-old men out there that are virgins. All right, and they don't know why. I look good. I'm in shape. I got a good job. All right, it's some of those guys that did some of those shooting, those mass shootings, like Elliot Roger and I can't think of the other guy's name. They were not overweight guys. They had a little success. They had the Elliot Roger guy. He had a nice car and every goddamn thing. Slim dude. Same for the other guy up there in Minnesota, I think it was, who did that shooting at the gym. They were not bad-looking guys. They were in shape. They had their shit together, as far as you could see, right? But for the life of them, they couldn't figure out why they couldn't attract women, all right? And so I'm not coaching my fucking self. The shit that I talk about is for guys that just don't have a general understanding of women. And what a lot of guys think that they understand about women is this. I want to show her that I'm totally available for her. That if she come in my life, there's nothing she's going to be the shining star. A lot of guys have this perception of women. And they think that if I tell a woman that I'm dating no other woman, that I have so much free time on my hand, she'll love me because she'll know that I have all the time in the world to dedicate to her. See, guys in general think that that's what women want to hear. And women, some women think that that's what they want to hear. But when you give it to them and you are that available, they lose attraction. All right, guys? And so that's where you have to come in and lie. Flat out lie. All right? Women do not know what they're attracted to. So some things you're going to have to lie. So like if a woman asks you, when was your last relationship? All right, these are typical questions that you're going to hear on a first date from a woman. At least these are some that I hear. Not every woman, but 80% of women, these are some of the questions that I hear. When was your last relationship? Let's say you are a 28-year-old virgin, which I get these all the time. Or maybe you don't have to be a flat-out virgin. Let's just say you're 28 years old and you've been with two women your whole fucking life, all right? But let's say you're an incel guy and you're a 28-year-old virgin. Do you think that you're going to turn a woman on by saying, I ain't never had a relationship ever? What woman in her right mind would that turn on? Ever in your life, you're 28 years old. Fuck, you could be 22. You ain't never had a... Ain't no woman ever tried to make you her boyfriend? That right there, you just told me all I need to know about you. You're weird as fuck. When y'all guys ask... A woman asks you a question like that, she's essentially asking, who are your previous employers? Why do y'all think jobs ask you who your previous... They ain't got anything else better to do just ask you who your previous employers is? They ask you your previous employers because that tell us that somebody else hired your ass. Now I just want to know how long you worked there. If you worked at this job 2 months and then you worked at that job 3 months, then you worked at this job 1 month, what the hell does that tell you about somebody? They tell you they can't keep no fucking job. But on the other hand, if you got a resume, yeah, I was at this job for 5 years, and I was at this job for 10 years, the employer starts saying, okay, all right, this person here can hold a steady fucking job. So when a woman asks you these questions on a relationship, she's trying to find out if you're fucking Looney Tunes. Because if you ain't never had no fucking relationship in your fucking life, you telling me everything I need to know about you. All right, guys, now I'm not talking about if you're 17 or 16, but if you're 28, 30 years old, and you ain't never had a fucking relationship, something is wrong with you, as in the woman's mind. All right, as in far as other women didn't find you that attractive. Something is wrong with your personality. All right, and so this goes to pre-selection, guys. So in this situation, your ass better fucking lie. What I found to be a good answer is 2-3 years, something like that. It's not too soon to where you thinking me and my ex might get back together, but I don't want to tell you I ain't never had no fucking relationship. Some dating coaches seem to forget that it's guys out there like that. You know, they just think like, oh, I've been with 300 women in my life, so what's wrong with you? Everybody ain't like you, motherfucker. All right, guys, so in that situation, you goddamn right. You better fucking lie. Let's say you got a date with a girl Saturday night. Friday night. She hit you up Friday morning. Hey, something came up. Can we reschedule to Saturday? Hell no. So let me get this straight. You was free Friday night, Saturday night. I guess you free Sunday too, you fucking loser. Alright, guys, so if a girl was to try to hit you up Friday morning and be like, hey, can we reschedule to Saturday? Oh, no, I got a birthday party to go to. You better lie, or she gonna start losing attraction faster than a motherfucker. I'm gonna tell you something, guys. I can lose attraction like that. If I'm dating a woman, and let's say we got a date Saturday night, and let's say something comes up. Let's just say for whatever reason, my throat sore or whatever, and I hit her up Saturday morning like, hey, can we reschedule to Sunday? You want to do Sunday? Like what? Like, do you have any fucking thing going on in your life? Like, am I the only show in town? Like, do you even have friends? Do anybody else even like your fucking ass? Now, I'm not talking about a girlfriend, guys. All right? I'm not talking about a girlfriend. I'm talking about dating. If you got a girlfriend instead of girlfriend, then yeah, that's different. I'm talking about you dating. This y'all fucking first, second, third fucking date. I ain't talking about you talking about a girl you've been with for fucking, you been dating her for 5 fucking years. That shit don't count. I'm talking about you dating in the beginning stages. You better not make yourself that fucking available, guys. You better think of something. Oh, man, I'm going whitewater rafting or something. You better think of something. All right, guys. So I want, The channel is Alpha Male Strategies, all right? And I try to tell you guys I want to make it Alpha Male Lifestyles, right? Because I want most of you guys. But let's just theoretically say one of you guys. You see how y'all guys maybe got me saying theoretically say. I don't say hypothetically say. All right, so now y'all motherfuckers got to start saying theoretically say. See, I'm going to keep on changing my words. So every time y'all create another hypothetically say, now it's theoretically say, motherfucker. Let's theoretically say, I tell you guys to be on your purpose so you be busy and shit like that, all right? But let's just say you one of these guys who is content in life. And guys, nobody is right or wrong. If you do a job you love right now and you make a salary that you're content with, I don't care if it's 30 grand a year, if you're content and you one of these minimalist people that don't care about having all these crazy exotic things, and you happy with your life. Purpose is for people that are not happy in their life. That's what purpose is for. You got a lot of people that wake up every day, they go do jobs they hate, they go to school and they learning a trade they fucking hate. Purpose is for people that are generally not happy in life. If you're doing a job right now and every fucking morning you want to put a gun in your fucking head and blow out your fucking brains, you need to get on your purpose. But if you're a guy and you work a 9-to-5 and you're content and you're happy with your life, all right, and I'm happy in my life, I just want to bang chicks, you still have to not make yourself available. Regardless. The thing with me was, when I started working at the gym, I became busy as shit trying to build my clientele base up. And I noticed the change in the women once I became less available. When I was doing the security job full time at night, that means that the rest of the day I would have my phone. So anytime a girl would text me, I could text her back in 5 seconds. Because I worked at night, I had the whole day. So if a girl texts me at noon, I would text her back at 12:01 because my phone would be right there. When I joined the gym, I couldn't do that because I would be training clients. And sometimes I would have 3-4 sessions back to back. All right. Or I would have a floor shift and they tell you not to be on your phone on the floor shift. So I would go through these little spurts where I couldn't, you know, get on my phone for 3-4 hours at a time. And I started noticing the women started chasing. That's what I noticed. I said, damn. Now, when I had all that free time available and I was texting them back, they would be taking their time texting me back. But now that I'm at this damn gym, now they call me more and they pursue me more. And it started seeming like they catching feelings for me more. It's almost like they appreciated me more when my time became scarce. When I had all the time in the fucking world, oh, well, I got to go get my hair did. I, whatever. But when I became at the job, when I started training at the gym, all of a sudden, I noticed they chasing the shit out of me. Now, you would think logically that when you got more time available, you would think that that's what a woman wants. You got plenty. He got all the time in the world for me. But they don't. And they think they do, but they don't. So you basically lie to create value by making your time scarce. If you don't, I prefer you guys to really be on your purpose. All right. That way you don't have to fake shit. All right. Be on your purpose. That way you don't have to fake shit. Girlfriend or not, you still would be busy as fucking shit without even talking to no girls. But at the end of the day, guys, if you're a guy and you don't have no women you're dating, if a woman asks you, so how's the dating life going? Oh, this is my first date all year. Do any of y'all guys think that sound attractive? Well, it's going okay. You know, I haven't met anyone, you know, anybody significant, but, you know, it's going okay. You know, haven't, you know, clicked with nobody quite yet. Even let's just say you haven't been on no date in 4 years. Let's just say you one of these guys that just don't get dates. You better lie. Yeah, I went on a couple dates last weekend. You goddamn right you better lie. Now, in your head, you would think that a woman would say, hey, he's all mine. Oh, she don't want your ass. You better tell a woman you going on other dates. And let's just say for the sake of saying, let's say that she just liked you and the fact that you still not going on other dates. How much respect can a woman have for you when she knows you don't have any viable options? That never works out, guys. All right? In the music industry, you want to show companies that other record labels are trying to offer you contracts. If I don't see somebody else trying to offer you a contract, well, I'm not going to give you a great contract. So it goes deeper than just getting laid. You want to get laid, but you want to... Listen, guys. Women are naturally not just going to behave just to behave. They need to know that, hey, you see that stack of applications over there on that goddamn table? All right, now. All right. Know what that mean. Don't make me fucking call up some fucking replacements. All right? You always want women to know you got women that waiting in the wing. You never want a woman just thinking like, well, without me, and some of you guys get in these relationships with a woman that nobody wants you after me. That's why she treats you like shit, because she know that. All right, guys, so that's what you would lie about. You wouldn't lie about, never lie about telling a woman, I don't date other women and shit. Like, never. In y'all head, you think that that's logical, that she wants to hear that. And you know what? Fuck what she want. Let's say she do want to hear it. I don't give a fuck if she want to hear it. Ain't nobody got time to be ducking and dodging around here with that bullshit. All right? You don't got to tell no woman you fucking other women. She getting, that's too much. She worried about the wrong fucking thing now. You don't got to tell that part. You don't got to tell her you, if you, that's too much information. Yes, I'm dating other women. We gonna leave it at that. All this, oh, so you sleeping with a little, whoa. You know what I'm saying? We talking too much now. Worried about too much. I'm dating other women. Gonna leave it at that. All right, guys? So that's what you would lie about. But you definitely wouldn't tell a woman that you her boyfriend and shit like that to get no fucking sex. if you're a red pill brother and you are dead set against relationship and you was to meet a woman that's a relationship girl that asks, are you open to a relationship? Say yes if the right woman comes along. That's not a lie. If the right woman comes along, some triple D's, 7 figures a year, suck a mean dick, yeah, I'm open to a relationship. Other than that, that's all she need to know. If the right woman comes along, that's not a lie. All right, guys. So that's that, guys. Lie to create value. Don't lie about bullshit, about being somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend or some shit like that just to get no ass. That's bullshit. But if it comes down to you being available, you goddamn right. So can we move this to Saturday? Oh, shit, man. Me and my boys, we going to Las Vegas. I won't be back to Tuesday. Goddamn right. All right, like the video, comment down below what you guys want to see next. Holla back.